Oi, tudo bem?
Brayden here, beginner season 1, lesson 23, taxi flagging in Brazil. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the words aquele, aquela, aqueles, and aquelas, and use the five temple structure.
This conversation takes place on the street in front of the ice cream shop in the early evening.
This conversation is between Ryan and Laura.
They speak as our friends, therefore they'll be speaking casually.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Oi, Ryan. Como é que tá?
Tô bem. Faz tempo que a gente não se vê.
Faz sim. Eu estava naquela loja de roupa no centro.
Certo. Aquelas lojas são muito boas.
Sim, os preços são ótimos.
Aquele táxi é de vocês?
Oh, é sim. Esqueci dele.
One time slowly.
Oi, Ryan. Como é que tá?
Tô bem. Faz tempo que a gente não se vê.
Faz sim, eu estava naquela loja de roupa no centro.
Certo, aquelas lojas são muito boas.
Sim, e os preços são ótimos.
Aquele táxi é de vocês?
Oh, é. Sim, esqueci dele.
One time fast with translation.
Oi, Ryan, como é que tá?
Hello, Ryan, how you doing?
Tô bem, faz tempo que a gente não se vê.
I'm good, it's been a while since we've seen each other.
Faz sim, eu estava naquela loja de roupa no centro.
Yes, it has. I was at that clothing store downtown.
Certo. Aquelas lojas são muito boas.
Nice. Those stores are very good.
Sim, os preços são ótimos.
Yes, and the prices are great.
Aquele táxi é de vocês?
Is that taxi yours?
Oh, é sim. Esqueci dele.
Oh, yes it is. I forgot about it.
Tássia, have you ever forgotten to pay the taxi?
Me? Never, ever. Taxis are far too expensive.
They probably wouldn't let you forget anyway, would they?
Mm-mm.
I once took a taxi, and when we arrived home, the price was 33 reais and 60 cents. Not particularly cheap. There were two little kids in the car with me, and we had a stroller in the trunk. So it took about 5 minutes to get everybody out of the car, to get the stroller out, and all that kind of stuff. I thought to myself, I'll just give him 34 and call it good. So I handed him 34 reais.
And what happened?
He said that it wasn't enough. I looked at the meter and it said 34.70. Those 2 minutes to get out of the car and rearrange a couple different things had cost more than $1.50.
Well, like I said, taxis are expensive.
After that, I learned that taxis have two rates. And Tássia, what are those rates called?
Bandeiras.
They change from one bandeira to another depending on the time of day or if it's a holiday or whatever.
Was it a holiday?
Yes, it was a holiday. And that's why it had gone up so fast. It was on the second bandeira, which is the more expensive.
My tip is, when you're getting to the place you want to, you just look and say, how much was that? So the time you take the money, it won't cost you.
It won't count. Oh, hey, there you go. That's a good tip. That's a very good tip. I wish I'd known that.
How much was that?
How much was that?
And then you pay. And when you get there, it's already paid and you just leave.
Okay. And how do you say that in Portuguese? How much was that?
Quanto foi?
Can you say it one time slow?
Quanto foi?
And one time fast.
Quanto foi?
Okay, now let's take a look at our vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we'll look at is?
Aquele.
That over there.
Aquele. Aquele.
Our next word is?
Aquela.
That over there.
Aquela. Aquela.
Next word is?
Tempo.
Time. Weather.
Tempo. Tempo.
Our next word is?
Fazer.
To make. To do.
Fazer. Fazer.
Next is?
Esquecer.
To forget.
Esquecer. Esquecer.
Next is?
Isto.
This.
Isto. Isto.
Next we have?
Isso.
That.
Isso. Isso.
Next is?
Aquilo.
That.
Aquilo. Aquilo.
And our last word is?
Preço.
Price.
Preço. Preço.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases in this lesson.
The words we look at are aquele, aqueles, aquela, and aquelas.
These words are called demonstrative adjectives and translate to that in the singular and those in the plural in English.
These words function just like the words esse, esses, essa, and esses we covered in previous lesson, but are far away from both the speaker and the listener.
That's right. We built a string of charts and explanations in the PDF for you to study, so check those out and see the relationships between these words.
Demonstrative adjectives are used to point out specific things. They come before the noun they modify and agree in number, gender with the noun.
That's right. In the vocabulary, you probably noticed that there were about 5 words that all meant that. This is what we're talking about right now. To refer to a thing that's close to the person who is speaking, you use the words
este or esta. And in the plural, estes or estas.
In the singular, these words translate to this, and in the plural, they translate to these.
To refer to things close to the person being spoken to, you use the words esse, essa, esses, and essas. All 4 of these words translate to that or those.
That was a quick review of things that we've already studied in other lessons. In this lesson, we're talking about the words aquele and aquela. And both of these words mean that. But the difference, and this is very, very important for you to understand so that you know how to use these words, the difference is that aquele and aquela are both used to refer to things far away from both the speaker and the listener. That's very significant. You also have the plural forms, aqueles and aquelas, which translate as those. These also refer to things far away from both the speaker and the listener. How about an example with the word aquela?
Aquela é minha casa.
Which translates to, that is my house. Because she used this word, aquela, you understand that the house is probably across the street from both of you. It's far away. You're probably pointing at it, right?
Probably.
Probably. That one, right there. That is my house. Okay, how about another example?
Aquele é meu irmão.
Which translates to, that is my brother.
once again, the idea that's transmitted when you use this word akeli is that he's far away, like you're in a big room or something like that, and he's way on the other side. You're pointing to him. You're talking to your friend who's right next to you, and like, that guy over there, that is my brother. How about one example, plural, with aquelas?
Aquelas flores são bonitas.
Which translates to, those flowers are beautiful. So you have, once again, the aquelas that indicates that they're far away. But since it's plural, it means those instead of that. That little S on the end changes it from that to those. Okay, and one quick tip about pronunciation here. So aquelas is?
Closed.
Closed. That E that's in the middle is a closed E, right? Can you give us the correct pronunciation on that, please?
Aquele.
And for aquela, is it open or closed?
Opened.
Could you give us pronunciation on that too?
Aquela. So pay attention. Masculine form is aquele, closed. And the feminine, aquela. It's opened. The focus of this lesson is expressing past time with fazer.
In the dialogue, we heard the phrase,
faz tempo que a gente não se vê,
which we translated as, it's been a while since we've seen each other. Fazer is an irregular verb, which means to do or to make. And since it's irregular, it doesn't follow the normal ER conjugation rules we learned before.
It has its own conjugation pattern. Let's look at the present tense conjugation for the verb fazer.
Okay, Tássia, so how do you say I do?
Eu faço.
And you do?
Você faz.
And he, she, it does?
Ele or ela faz.
And we do?
Nós fazemos.
And y'all do?
Vocês fazem.
And last of all, they do.
Eles or elas fazem.
Now that you have the right conjugations, there is a construction that uses the verb fazer, which expresses how long something has been happening, or in this case, not happening, because they haven't seen each other for a while.
You use the conjugated form faz plus time plus que plus the action in the present tense.
An example phrase would be,
faz duas semanas que trabalhamos aqui.
Which literally translates to, it's been 2 weeks since we've been working here. Or a little bit more normal, we've been working here for 2 weeks. First, in the Portuguese, we have
faz
plus our time variable, which in this case was
duas semanas,
which translates to 2 weeks. Then we had
que
plus our action verb component, which is
trabalhamos aqui.
Okay, Tássia, so can you give that phrase to us again really, really slowly so we can hear the individual components?
Faz duas semanas que trabalhamos aqui.
Okay, so do you hear those individual components? This is a formula for constructing these kinds of phrases. How do you say the opposite? It's been a while since something hasn't been happening.
To express how long something has not been happening, put não before the verb. For example, faz duas semanas que não vejo minha família.
Which literally translates to, it has been 2 weeks since I have not seen my family. That means I haven't seen my family for 2 weeks. The fai sing phrase from the dialogue is a shortened version of this structure. The whole phrase would have been
faz tempo que não nos vemos sim.
See how long that is? Brazilians are not that wordy. They just cut it down. Fai sing. So it has that whole inferred meaning of what he commented on before, and then Laura responds with simply,
faz sim.
Done. It's been a while. It has. Okay, that just about does it for today. Okay, some of our listeners already know about our most powerful tool on PortuguesePod101.com,
line-by-line audio.
You can listen to the dialogue one line at a time using our line-by-line audio feature.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear.
This feature is perfect for catching that word or phrase you missed, or for hearing exactly how something is pronounced.
You'll find this feature on the lesson page under Premium Members Resources at PortuguesePod101.com.
Have a great week.
Tchauzinho. Oi, Ryan. Como é que tá?
Tô bem. Faz tempo que a gente não se vê.
Faz sim. Eu estava naquela loja de roupa no centro.
Certo. Aquelas lojas são muito boas.
Sim, os preços são ótimos.
Aquele táxi é de vocês?
Oh, é sim. Esqueci dele.